Well, good evening, Wahoos and ACC fans. Franco here with Hobbo to my immediate right.
Yeah, a little late coming in because of a technical issue, but we've got Yuri Barnes, Bill Pease, and Chris Horn. So we got a little basketball, a little music, and a little recruiting.
And we got
touching
a,
all the bases.
We got a full studio tonight too. We've got Darren Franta here to help us with the Olympic report.
And we have an alumni.
We have an alumnus here of Who's Talking, Chris Sill. Was driving by and flagged me down, and so we got more people than microphones. But
excuse me, my mistake. You were correct. An alumnus. I said alumni. So we have alumni in the building, but you know we got to correct our mistakes. But anyway, let's go to Yuri Barnes.
Yuri, welcome to Who's Talking tonight.
Hey guys, how you doing?
We are doing great. The Cavaliers have been taking care of business. 15-3, 5-2 in the ACC. Number four in the conference, and probably reminds you of back in the days between 1992 and 95 when the Wahoos were always knocking on the door and challenging for ACC titles.
Sure does. I think it reminds me of my last year when it was a four-way split for the ACC crown.
You know, at the end of the year. Those were fun times, I'm sure. You were playing with Jason Williford, and Corey Alexander was still on the team at that time, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
And Junior Burrow, poor Yuri, never touched the ball. That was his problem.
Yeah, he was the black hole, wasn't he?
Hard to get the ball when the black hole was in the game.
I tell you what, Yuri, you know, I assume maybe you watched the game on TV on Saturday. Talk a little bit about what Jack Salt did defensively against Ben Lammers.
Well, he did a good job of, you know, using his size. And, you know, it wasn't about blocking a lot of shots, but, you know, just being there and being physical and not letting him, Sammers get in the positions that he's used to. And, you know, once he did get a shot, he made it tough for him. And it was pretty much one and done. So, you know, no offensive rebounds. And, you know, and it was good. You know, he didn't get the ball in early. So, you know, he sort of struggled from there. But I think Jack Salt did a great job.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about it, he played 35 minutes, which for Jack Salt might be a career high as far as minutes, and was only guilty of two personal fouls. Normally, he's one of those guys that picks up his first foul getting off the bus before he walks into the arena. So I'm sure back in your day, you've had a few defensive challenges. What's the key when you're playing a guy one-on-one and not getting help with a really good low-post player?
Well, it depends on the player. You know, if it's a bigger guy, the main thing is to, you know, just kind of use your body and just sort of wedge them away from the basket as much as you can. Just do what you can to make them uncomfortable. Don't let them get in their comfort zone, you know. And especially when I was playing, you know, you're playing against seven-footers or guys of that nature. You're not really going to block shots, so that's all you can do. That's your best weapon is just to, you know, push them out of their comfort zone and make it a tough shot for them if they do. And you want to deny as much as you can as well. Deny those passing lanes.
Yuri, let's look forward. The number 12 in the nation, Cavaliers, have a tough road game coming up tomorrow night against Notre Dame, which is currently 17-3. And get this, a shocking 6-1 in the conference. Nobody really predicted Notre Dame to be tied for the ACC lead at this point in the season. And the Fighting Irish have Matt Farrell at point guard, who's outplaying anybody's expectations. Steve Vastoria bombing from long distance. And Bonzi Colson, who's one of my favorite players to watch.
You guys, just like the name, that's all.
Bonzi, what a cool name. Almost as cool as Yuri. But Bonzi is only 6'5", but he plays down low. What do you think of his game?
You know, I haven't gotten a chance to see because they're a surprise. You know, I haven't really paid much focus to Notre Dame, but I know they've always had great coaching and that as well. So I think that's probably why they are where they are and are surprising some folks is because they don't necessarily have the marquee names and, you know, the blue chippers, but they, you know, they got that great coaching and that's solid. And they're going to be chomping at the bit to get to us because, you know, we beat them. They haven't beaten us in the ACC yet since they've been in the ACC.
I believe you're right. You know, Mike Bray is the head coach of Notre Dame. Uh-huh. And listen to this record. In 16 years in South Bend, he's only 356 and 177.
Wow.
I mean, that's pretty stellar there. He also does a fine interview and is easily one of the nicer head coaches to the media, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. When you're watching the Cavaliers this year, what do you notice are the biggest changes from last year that you like? And maybe what changes or issues are really bothering you when you watch this edition of the Cavaliers?
Well, one of the first things I've noticed is that, I mean, besides just scoring by committee, you know, mm-hmm. which that's something that we're kind of known for now. I mean, we've only have two guys in double digits, and that's the low double digits. But, you know, but Parentes and Shayok, they're really starting to step up, especially Parentes came in knowing that he had to be more aggressive. And I think he's starting to settle into that role. And Shayok is starting to settle into that number two scorer's role. Really, I don't even think he needs to settle for number two. I mean, I think we got a number one and one. Both of those guys just need to be more aggressive, you know. And but along with the scoring, I was always a rebounding guy. Mm-hmm. Salt averages only like 5 or 6 rebounds a game.
Right.
So we're not only scoring by committee, we're rebounding by committee. You know, that makes it real difficult for whoever we play against because they don't know what's what coming from, you know? So it's no one they can focus on. And, if someone's having a down game, or even if we were to miss a player or two due to injury, God forbid, you know, but I think the fact that everything is spread around and guys can just step in and they don't have to get out of their comfort zone to have good games. You know, so that's one thing I notice is that, you know, with Brogdon gone, you know, people had to step up. And I think it's just it happened on an all-around basis.
You know, an interesting stat, and this will probably amuse you. Virginia is only like a percentage point below shooting 50% from the field so far this season through 18 games. I'm looking at some stats here. Isaiah Wilkins and Salt are both about even in rebounding. But you know who's really come on great and helping out is Devin Hall. He has come back from the guard area and coming back to the boards and really helping out. And, you know, that prevents a lot of second-chance opportunities for the other team. Yuri, I have a question for you. The team itself going forward as the Cavaliers now face much, much tougher competition. Notre Dame, number 14, Villanova, number 1. Then we've got Tech, who's a surprising 4-3 in the conference right now. Louisville looms not too far away. And then you got the Duke, North Carolina, Miami games. Virginia's got their hands full. Where do they have to improve to really make a dent and hold their position in the top 4 in the conference?
I think overall, I mean, I think just staying aggressive. You know, we came out, we don't need to play outside of ourselves.
Right.
I think a little bit in the beginning of the Georgia Tech game, we sort of tried to do that, maybe try to play a pace that wasn't necessarily we were ready for. But I think if we just stay solid and play the way we're playing, and I think we can get a lot of these teams. You know, I think we'll win more than we lose. And, you know, with that stretch that you just named, I mean, that's just the key to just survive, you know.
Yeah, it really gets tough from this point forward, but welcome to the ACC. And with Tony Bennett, it all starts on the defensive end of the floor, and I think this team is getting a little better defensively. But, Yuri, we got to go to break and let you go. We had a shortened segment here because of some technical stuff getting off the start at the beginning of the hour. But anyway, as always, we appreciate your time and look forward to having you back soon.
Oh, no problem. Look forward to it, guys. Thank you.
All right. Yuri, thank you so much.
Former Cavalier Yuri Barnes. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we've got the band director, Bill Pease. Interesting interview coming up. And then later in the show, Chris Horn. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.